Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Jive Talk on The Drive. We got a fantasy draft coming up Wednesday.
I guess we do.
I've got to make sure who's in it. Who's signed up? Who's Virgil Ballard, our commissioner, sent out an email. Who's all in?
I got
to make sure that that the folks who have committed to this are going to show up. We'll figure that out during the break. We don't need to talk about it on radio. But that's one of your responsibilities.
It is?
On this show. Yes. If it's a menial task, it's yours.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
It's the way it works. So I'm flipping around last night. I watched the finale of Sharp Objects on HBO. What an ending. And then I see on Twitter that Sacha Baron Cohen is duping OJ on his show, Who Is America?
Really?
Now, well, I've got two questions. First of all, Sasha, who else has he gotten?
Some senator, Sarah Palin, some other folks.
He had
out
Barney
there.
Frank last night. He got him. He got three rednecks that wanted to attack Antifa. Is this on the up and up? Is this show for real?
Clearly.
Are people just stupid?
What was the OJ stuff?
Oh my God.
I can obviously
They're
guess.
They're sitting in a hotel room. He's playing one of his characters. And by the way, it's hilarious. If the subject matter wasn't OJ killing people, he's got this girl that walks in. She's gorgeous. And OJ's like, you know, his ears perk up. But he's basically basically Sasha's trying to get him to admit that he murdered his former wife and her acquaintance. And OJ's like not getting angry. He's kind of just laughing, and it's just bizarre. You haven't watched this show, I take it.
I've watched a few clips on YouTube, but no, I don't get Showtime, so I've not delved in.
Well, it's the first time I've watched it. And the reason I turned over is because I read that he was duping OJ
Simpson.
Well,
I got to see this. I didn't know he was on. That's compelling for some reason.
And Sasha's like talking about this girl that walked into the room and then left. Like he's sick of her and he's asking OJ for tips on. I mean, it's just bizarre.
So did OJ admit it?
No. Huh. But he did not admit it either.
Well, of course. He will someday just come out and say that he did it, right? He has to. He's got to have a clear conscience when he leaves the earth.
I don't know. This was one of the most bizarre, and I think the show's this way all the time. This was the season finale. OJ was the end guy, the last one. So I'm curious to know people who watch this show more often what they thought. I was surprised Jim Rome didn't lead his show today with this.
Well, it's
I
not
don't
accessible
think he discussed
to a whole
it at
lot
all.
Of people. It's on Showtime, and it had six or seven episodes, and it didn't really catch.
But anything OJ does, Jim Rome's on. What do you mean it's not that accessible?
It's on Showtime. Not a lot,
a lot of people have Showtime.
Yeah. Do they?
I have it.
Max, do you have Showtime? Andrew, Showtime.
Well, a lot of people have Showtime.
I don't have Showtime.
I mean, it's not like they showed it at the drive-in.
Name
in
another
Ponca
Showtime
City.
Show.
Homeland.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the one with William H. Macy?
Yeah, Shameless.
Shameless. There's all kinds of good Showtime shows.
Okay. I, again.
Weeds. I mean, come on, man. expand. There's no way a 63-year-old man should be the voice of pop culture in Wichita, Kansas.
I am not
Kansas.
That interested. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal.
But every time I tell you about something, you wish you'd seen it. Pay up. It's $9.95 a month or whatever.
I'll find it on YouTube. I don't need that. And if someone wants to send me their login for Showtime on Roku.
No, and if like, somebody does that, I will call the cops.
Like they did for HBO, then yeah, we'll do it.
You got HBO because of somebody's password?
Somebody, a listener.
911, Max. Call them.
You can do that.
I want to call 911.
You can do that. You can have it on up to 10
devices. Consumer Fraud Division.
That's not what that is. But anyway, at JLutz82, if you'd like to DM me your Showtime info.
Excuse the term, dumbass? I mean, what is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
You're asking people to send you their login information for Showtime.
Yeah, why not?
That's illegal.
No, it's not. You can get it on 10 devices. 10.
All right, I need somebody from the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office to call the show right
really?
Now. Yeah.
You don't think they have
I'm
anything better
you down.
To do?
No.
Well, that's rude.
Mark Bennett, call the show.
I doubt he's
Riley
available.
Riley Baber, let's go.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Somebody call the show. And if you want to come, we're at Intercom Studios on Douglas
do you think
between
they'll press charges?
Rock and Webb. If you want to come in here and take this guy away, do it.
I'd like to see the warrant.
You can't ask people to give you their information.
I'm not.
That's so weak.
I'm asking if they will. I'm not asking them to. There's a difference.
I can't believe this. In my day, you pay for what you get.
Well, that's I'm not going to pay for Showtime.
That's what people do. If they want something, they pay for it.
Why would I pay for Showtime? There's nothing on there that I want to watch.
I don't watch Showtime a ton. But there's certain series I watch. I flip through movies each week and see what I want to record. Then I watch about 15% of them.
See?
But they're there for me.
No one has time for this.
They're there for me.
And there are, I hate to say this, not a lot of great movie options on Showtime or HBO.
Well, there's a lot of good movie options.
No.
You don't know. You've never looked.
I've scrolled through the whole HBO catalog.
Zach's next. Zach. I need a new co-host, Zach. What are you doing?
Well, right now, nothing. I'm more than happy to stop by. But I wanted to call. It's been like a month and a half since I called.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Why has it been so long?
I got some overtime at work, and I'm moving, so I figured I'd take the opportunity to bank a little extra money.
Well, congratulations. And with that extra money, you can buy Showtime.
Well, that's what I called for. With my new... moving deal, I got HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars. I'm going to tell Jeff, I'll trade you Showtime password for WWE Network.
I'll think about that.
Wait a minute. You can't do that. That's illegal.
Well, Bob, then they can take us both away, and we'll enjoy each other in prison.
Oh, thanks, Zach. Anything else, Zach?
No, I just met you guys, and as far as the Sasha Baron Cohen thing, I don't necessarily buy anything that he's done as legit. It's funny, but I have a hard time believing that O.J. Simpson got pandered about killing his ex-wife and her lover by Sasha Baron Cohen without knowing about it.
Did you watch it?
I haven't yet because I don't have Showtime until Friday again, but I will definitely check it out on demand like Jeff can when he gets my password.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Zach.
See, now that's a friend right there.
Wait a minute, but this is not legal.
It isn't?
Max, call the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Why or Andrew. I know it's after hours. See if somebody's there. I want the DA to weigh in on this. I don't think it's legal.
I'm worried about giving away my WWE password because I don't think they want you to have it on multiple devices, but I'll check that out.
Why would these places allow this to happen?
What do you mean? Everybody does it.
Is that true? 869.
If you're 35.
Seriously. If you're 35 or under, call the show and tell me how this works.
If you're 35 or 30 or 32, you came up on Napster and LimeWire and streaming movies.
Andrew, is any of this true? You've pilfered passwords from friends. Oh my gosh.
Of course. What do you think we are, rich?
Why isn't this the lead story in every newscast?
I think it's just one of those things that everyone understands is going on.
So just rampant crime.
I don't think it's crime.
I don't get it.
Crime? What's the crime?
I don't have anybody's password.
You have our Hulu password.
But I don't use it. I created my own account.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, good for you, I guess.
I am not going to test the waters on this.
For Hulu?
There's a right and a wrong.
You think there's someone out there monitoring Hulu usage?
Yes, FCC.
Why do they have that on two TVs? They might have two TVs. Yeah, well, let's check it out anyway.
Well, then how do these people, they're getting bilked out of hundreds of thousands of dollars by the
obviously,
trading and exchange of passwords.
It seems like Hulu and Netflix and HBO Go and HBO Now and Showtime Now are all doing fine.
Yes, but they would be doing better without this blatant malfeasance.
Everyone shares a Netflix password. There is not a person listening.
Max, you have Netflix. Max,
there's not a person listening who hasn't used or given someone a password for something.
I can't even fathom it.
Not a single human being.
I'm so disappointed. That is theft. That it is. It's
okay.
Theft.
I guess. I don't really see it that way.
Nathan, you're on the drive.
Hey, there's absolutely nothing wrong with sharing your password for...
No, it's not sharing.
Hold on. I only pay for Hulu and CBS, and part of my Hulu, I have HBO. And I have Netflix, I have Amazon Prime, and I have CBS All Access because me and my brother, we share each other's accounts to log in and watch all of them by only paying for just one or two individually.
You're a horrible human being, Nathan.
Nathan, can you send me your CBS All Access password?
You know what? That's actually really, really affordable. You should just look into that. It's okay. Less than $5 a month if you pay annually.
Oh, but why not steal it, Nathan?
Well, because I'm already sharing it with multiple people.
So what?
People watch, and then I miss out on it.
Fair. When they watch with your password, you can't watch at the same time.
That's right. Like the Hulu only allows you to watch two screens at once, and I've already kind of found that out.
Well, this is new information.
Yeah.
So you got to be in.
It's all going on. It's just they do the best they can to limit it.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah, exactly. You can't completely shut it down, but you can.
So why would anybody share their password when they could then have limited access?
Well, then you could just cancel and make a new one if it absolutely came to
that. Is $5 a month worth it to you, cheapskate cheaters?
Yeah.
To share.
Because then I gotta get my CBS All Access. I gotta get my HBO.
You know, what do you
gotta
need get CBS All
I gotta
Access
get my
for?
ESPN Plus. I gotta get my Fox Sports Go. And this stuff all adds up. If you can just have someone, hey, I can get one of these from everybody, and then I have all of them.
But they're limiting their access.
And then I share with someone. It's like it's friendship, is what it is.
Eric?
Yes.
Go, Eric. I'm disgusted. And I'm serious. I'm disgusted.
Well, Jeff, you said you had a Roku?
Yes.
All right. As do I.
It's a Roku TV, though. I don't have a Roku stick.
Okay. So to get access to Discovery Channel, FX, all the TNT and everything else, NBC Sports, we use our in-laws' DirecTV password.
Oh, my God.
We have access to all of those.
See? It's beautiful,
isn't it? Oh, my God, Eric.
It is. It is. It is sweet to only pay $10, $15 a month for all the television I want to watch.
You should be so ashamed of yourself. Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
What happened in my era, and I talked to Max, but Max doesn't do anything. I don't know what you do. I love you, Max, like a brother, but you don't watch anything.
I do. I watch it on...
You don't have Netflix.
He doesn't even want to pay for it.
I get DVDs.
I mean, what are you talking about here?
Here's Lee. Lee, back in my day, We paid for what we got.
You're absolutely right, Bob. I'm an old guy, too. And I'm going to tell you a story. I have a son who was going to have to take a lie detector test to get his top secret clearance. He told me, Dad, I'm sorry, I can't let you use my Netflix password because if they ask me if I've ever broken the law or had any copyright infringement or anything like that, I don't want to have to lie and blow the lie detector test. So I got my own.
You must be the proudest father. I mean, congratulations on raising your kid right.
Well, thanks, I guess.
Well, he doesn't even want to take credit for it because he understands.
Aren't you proud of that?
I am, yeah. I mean, it was the smallest detail, you know, but he didn't want to have to get caught in that small of a lie on something so trivial to have to just pay those extra fees.
Lee, and what do you think when you hear my son and others of his ilk? It's like the New Jersey mob talking about this exchange of passwords and no shame whatsoever.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's the way of the world nowadays, especially with all the streaming video. You know, there's fewer and fewer people that actually have cable, probably like you or me or whatever. And, you know, so when I you know, do my Showtime or whatever, I already am paying access like you are. And then if I want to watch it on my iPad or something like that,
right? And we sleep well at night.
With everybody else.
Thank you, Lee.
John Oliver puts those 20-minute commentaries from his show on YouTube every Monday morning. Why? No one's going to want to pay for anything if you can just see everything with a click.
Hello, Dan.
I don't know. I guess I grew up where you work for what you get.
But so did I, Dan. And these millennials today, they expect it just to fall in their laps. I want it, so I deserve it, but I'm not going to pay for it. That should be their motto.
I agree. Totally agree.
Thank you, Dan.
I bought ESPN Plus. I'll share it with folks if they want it.
Stuart. Maybe. Hi, Stuart. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah. A way to get free Showtime back in the mid-80s is take a whole bunch of tinfoil and wrap it around the cable line and slide it up and down, and you would get free Showtime.
How much did you use that with Cinemax?
I use it for Showtime.
Okay.
Jeff, dumb comment. Stuart, that's in the mid-80s? Isn't that a lot of trouble to go to?
It was free.
Oh, Stuart. Goodbye. Maybe the worst segment in the history of this show.
Channel 99 was our friend back in the
day. Just complete and utter disregard for decency.
Oh, I'm
what
fine.
I call it.
I have no guilt whatsoever.
No, absolutely, which makes it worse.
What's there to feel bad about?
You can't call people out anymore.
For what?
Anything they do that you question.
Really?
Because to me, this is right there with
this
anything.
This is as bad?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying it's as bad, but it's cheating.
But everyone does it.
That's not an excuse.
This is a...
I don't do it.
Well, you should.
And I never will. All right, we'll talk more... Ugh, get out. We'll talk more high school football. Get out!
Okay, see ya.
Steve Martin, Northwest High School, joins us, or me, after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.